During the U.S.-led war against Iraq, American officials harshly criticized the Arab media for what they called biased and inaccurate reporting. U.S. officials continue to level those charges. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz recently accused Arab satellite channels of inciting violence against U.S. troops. It's a charge that Arab media directors hotly deny, but some Iraqis say it's valid. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At the first gathering of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council last month, several members expressed deep anger over media coverage of their country. Some attacked the Western press, but the harshest words were reserved for the Arab media, accused of romanticizing deposed dictator Saddam Hussein and of stirring up anti-American passions. I say this to the Arab media, said council member Nasser Chadirchi. Stop advising the Iraqis to fight the Americans. Prior to Saddam's overthrow, most Iraqis had only heard about the Arab press. In a state which tightly controlled the media, foreign newspapers were not available and satellite dishes were banned. Now, most Iraqis own their own dishes and are exposed to a wide array of Arab and Western television channels. And they don't always like what they see. Television crews from the Qatar-based Al Jazeera station have occasionally been harassed, especially in southern Iraq, where some in the Shia Muslim community have accused them of a pro-Saddam bias. But Rami Khoury, executive editor of the Lebanese newspaper The Daily Star, says the charges aren't justified. Since the war, Arab media coverage of Iraq has improved, says Khoury, largely because Arab reporters have more freedom to operate in Iraq.
They've been doing a pretty good job, I think, of giving all sides of the story. I mean, if you look at Jazeera and Arabiya TV, or Abu Dhabi, or LBC, and others, you look at them, and they do really give you a wide spectrum of views from within Iraq.
Still, Khoury acknowledges there is a bias in the Arab world's coverage of Iraq. It's not necessarily pro-Saddam, he says, but rather reflects the sentiments of ordinary Arab viewers. And those viewers, says Khoury, are largely opposed to the American occupation.
I think the basic problem is that you've got the media reflecting and catering to their own public opinion. There are clearly dimensions of the reporting where they spill over into editorializing, but this is universal. I mean, you have this every night on CNN and MSNBC and Fox in the United States.
Khoury adds that coverage critical of the United States sells better in the Arab world. Ali Jaber, the executive manager of the Arab satellite station Future TV, based in Beirut, agrees. He says his station can't afford to be objective. He says it's not only for commercial reasons, but also for political ones.
It's very hard to detach this Arab patriotism from our coverage or our editorial analysis of the news. We have our own opinion, and we are voicing it, and which is against the occupation of Iraq.
Future TV, like Al Jazeera and other Arab media, uses the more politically loaded term the resistance to describe the perpetrators of attacks against U.S. troops. Iraqis killed by U.S. forces are sometimes called martyrs, and news stories heavily emphasize the current suffering of the Iraqi people. Jaber admits that his station's coverage has an agenda, but he strongly rejects charges by U.S. and Iraqi officials that Arab news coverage incites violence against U.S. troops in Iraq.
I don't think media can incite violence. Media is not that powerful, and the effect of media is not that great. There are real reasons behind the violence.
Arab analysts tend to agree, and many say U.S. criticism of Arab press coverage in Iraq reflects American frustrations there. The U.S., they say, is looking for someone to blame for the difficulties it faces in governing Iraq. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.